and now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Good morning. I'm Dave Clemens, and I've got James Morris here. He's the marketing coordinator for the Redmond Senior Center. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Now, this is a new position. How did this come about?
So the Redmond Senior Center, they're under new direction right now under Randy Graves. If I say his name three times, I'll actually get a bonus. So Randy Graves said,
who was this?
Randy Graves.
Okay, good.
All right. Bonus. So I get, I actually was job searching just for the heck of it. I hadn't done it in like 6 months. Very first thing I saw was marketing director for Senior Center over in Redmond. I knew the guy. I know Randy from previous events that I've been there for. So sent him my resume, told him I'd be interested. And next thing I know, he's calling me up and practically hiring me on the spot.
Sure. So, okay. What do they need a marketing coordinator for at the Redmond Senior Center?
They want to bring awareness that we are there. So most of the time you talk to anybody over at Redmond, they're like, well, we have a senior center. And we're like, yes, we do have one. It's very, it's fun. It's exciting. If you are a senior or know a senior in your life and they want to get out into the community, it's a great place to meet new friends, great place for activities. We have cards, we have poker, we got bingo. Once a month, we have a happy hour. This month, we have Lindy Gravel. She's a local songwriter. She's going to be there for about an hour, hour and a half, entertaining. It's free for anyone to attend. You don't have to be a senior. You don't have to be a member. It's actually for anybody. And while you're there, we do encourage you to take a tour. Check out the place, see what it's like, and become a member if you want, because sure, it is a lot of fun.
Do you guys have a website or something so people can kind of check out what you guys are doing?
Yes, it's redmondseniors.org.
Okay. So where's it located?
It's located in Redmond next to the fire department downtown. It's okay. 325 Northwest Dogwood Avenue.
All right. So once you got in there, what was the biggest surprise for you to go, oh, wow, this is something that we have in our community. I didn't even know.
So I was writing a story for just to bring awareness to the center for the newspaper. And as I was doing some research, I found out that the center started originally with four volunteers back in 1949. And that's when I realized it's our 75th anniversary. And so we're starting to plan for a big anniversary benefit concert in September. We're just going to make a big deal about it. And we want the whole community to know about it. You don't have to live in Redmond to come by. You know, more details to come as it gets closer to September. But we'll have an auction. We'll have a raffle. We'll be giving away stuff.
Sure.
But the main goal is to raise money and raise awareness.
All right. Well, we'll have you in again before the event, so we can talk about the event on the air.
Right.
I'm a little amazed that you, just looking at the year 1949, that you did the math and figured out that was 75 years.
Well, I used to be an accountant way back when, and you know, numbers aren't too difficult for me. It's not as difficult as you, but
I love it. All right. Well, cool. Well, congratulations on your new role, and I hope that goes well, and soon everybody in the world will know about the Redmond Senior Center and everything that you guys are doing. Like I said, I'll have you in again. In the meantime, James, before you go, let's get the website one more time. Yeah.
That's redmondseniors.org.
Easy, right?
Yes.
Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you, Dave.
Hey, it's Dave Clemens. I've got Jake Woodruff here. He is the owner of Northwest Quality Roofing. How are you?
I'm great.
Thanks for coming in. I can't believe it's already been a year since the last time I talked to you.
Yeah, I know. Time flies. I was thinking on my way here for sure. Yeah.
How long? We'll talk about what the contest is in a moment. But first, I just want to start it. How long have you guys been doing this contest?
Seventh year. This is the seventh annual.
And this is kind of crazy. What gave you this idea to give away a free roof?
Well, you know, we try to give back to the community as best we can. And essentially, no better way for us to give back to the community is do what we do best. and that's put really good quality roofs on. So we sat down. My wife really is the one that kind of brainstormed the whole thing years ago and came up with the idea of giving away free roofs to somebody in need.
And by now, everybody's heard of it. It's Raise the Roof, the Raise the Roof giveaway. And who are we looking for as far as what type of winner would you love to see win this thing?
Yeah, I mean, basically somebody in need, right? It could be yourself you could nominate. It could be your friend or neighbor. Essentially somebody that by any other means probably would not be able to afford to put a new roof on because, you know, roofs are expensive, right?
Sure.
So it's not like buying a fancy new car. You don't really sit down and save a bunch of money up to put into a roof. You know, it's not the most fun purchase, right? So I sell stuff that's not super fun, but, you know, it's a total need, right? Everybody has to have a roof. And if you don't have the means to pay for that roof when it is definitely needs to be replaced, then definitely give us a call or, you know, put in your submission.
And our roofs in Central Oregon take some pretty good abuse between the weight of the snow and the sun beating down on them and all that, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. The snow, definitely, you know, the ice and snow build up. I mean, obviously everybody in Central Oregon's heard of ice dams. They'll, you know, do their work to the roof and start removing granules and stuff like that. But, you know, roofs, you know, they don't last forever. So, you know, you kind of got to get up there and take a look at it, see what it looks like. But most of the roofs that we're replacing during the Raise the Roof giveaway, it's definitely a roof that has seen better days and probably should have been replaced 10 or 20 years ago.
A long time ago, for sure.
So some of them are falling off and you can see it from the ground. So that's typically what we're doing, you know, during the Raise the Roof campaign.
Sure. Someone that really needs it. Don't nominate your rich friend.
Do not do that, please.
They can get their own roof.
Yes, they can.
Looking for someone that, like you said, might be hard for them to do on their own.
Correct.
And it's time,
yes,
too.
Correct. Know? Yeah. I mean, truly in need. May not have the personal means to take care of it.
How often is someone supposed to replace their roof? I mean, I'm sure it varies a little bit, but, you know, they say a mattress is every so often, and your toothbrush every so often. Is there an expiration date on a roof?
It just depends on the quality of the shingle, right? Or if we're talking shingles, you're probably 25, 30 years. You start thinking about that. I think the national average is somewhere around 25 years. Of course, Texas, stuff like that, you're probably not going to get as many years in it. The sun's going to beat on it a little bit more. It just depends on the product as well. You know, a metal roof's going to last twice as long as that for sure, you know, and tile roof's going to last a little longer. It just depends on the product, but, you know, we're talking typically asphalt shingle roofs in this situation, replacing, you're probably somewhere around 25, 30 years.
Okay. All right. So we want people to nominate. They can nominate themselves if they want to, or nominate a friend in need or whatever. How do you do that?
So go to nwqualityroofing.com. It goes live on May 1st. We do the drawing on June 7th.
And that's the details right
there. That's it, yeah.
Okay, so get signed up now.
Correct.
At
May
1st.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. After May 1st, you can go online, nwqualityroofing.com.
And get signed up.
Yep.
7 years you've been doing this.
7 years, and hopefully many more.
That's pretty awesome. Well, thanks. What a great thing you guys are doing in the community.
I appreciate it.
That's a cool thing. And the website,
yeah, we love it.
The website is
nwqualityroofing.com.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.